Proverbs 3:31 and 32. Envy thou not the oppressor, and choose none of his ways. For the froward is abomination to the Lord, but his secret is with the righteous. The love of power is universal. Men would rather rule than be ruled. He would rather be the boss who tells people what to do than to be the one who is told. When the husband rushes breathlessly into his home after work and announces the glad news that he has just had a raise in pay, all of the excitement does not center in the money involved. Part of the thrill is that he now has more people reporting to him. He has moved up one step in the ladder. He has more power. We admire power in sports, even in the dignified and cultured sport of tennis. We read that he really overpowered his opponent. Thousands of fans watch a football game and scream when their team crushes the opposition. Even machines are looked upon with awe if they are big and powerful. I recall my first flight on a Boeing 747 jumbo jet. The chief steward announced over the intercom that we were flying on a marvelous airplane. He told us what it cost, how big it was, how many people he carried, and then he told us of the power of the engines as compared to the other jet airplanes. I recall the gasp of wonder that came from the passengers as he related to us the tremendous power of this magnificent machine. Power, like anything else, can be either good or bad. It can be used or misused. Our passage today singles out one who has misused his power, one who keeps others down by cruel or unjust means. He rules by harsh tyranny and tramples other people underfoot. He is described as froward, that is, a stubborn, willful, obstinate person who knows it all and who will not be taught. He defies both God and man. This man cannot be envied, but pitied. Why? Because he is in a headlong plunge to self-destruction. God resists him, and when he fights against God, it is one fight he will lose. His ways are an abomination to the Lord. But, we learn, those to be envied are the saints of God who are walking quietly with God. They have a secret that the world knows nothing of. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself unto him. Judas saith unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? Jesus answered and said unto him, If a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. They are in moment-by-moment communion with God. Their lives are filled with a peace that the world cannot understand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. It is possible for them to maintain a spirit of joy, to rejoice in the Lord always, because the joy of the Lord is firmly fixed in their lives. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. The Lord communicates his truth to their hearts. In his prayer, Jesus said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. In spite of all outward appearances, they have the assurance that behind it all is the loving hand of God. Whoso is wise and will observe these things, even they shall understand the loving kindness of the Lord. It is truly more satisfying to dwell on the high hill of God's blessing than amid the vanity and pomp of this world.